It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What goes up must come down.
What goes up?
Still tight. Tight, baby.
Hey, it's going to be a scorcher.
Going to be hot this weekend, right? Why is this bottle? BBK, take this bottle. It's been in front of me all day. I don't know what's going on.
How shall he take it?
Take it that way, baby. BDK, everything all right with you?
Yes, Mike.
Rob, everything all right with you?
Well, you know.
We've had a kidnapping.
How, why?
Buzz Burbank is not in the studio. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Who took him?
Welcome back to the big show, our final segment.
Hi, Buzz.
I do want to let everybody know, here's what we're going to be doing tonight. A1 Luxury Limousine will be taking all of us and the Buzz Babes over to the Front Page Restaurant in Arlington. That's 4201 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington. All of our Buzz Babes will be wearing Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts. They will come into the establishment. They will be removing their t-shirts and handing them to the patrons that they see fit.
Win a Buzz Babe t-shirt.
Yeah, what's that?
I said win a Buzz Babe t-shirt.
It's not a Buzz Babe t-shirt.
Well, it is once they've worn it.
Oh, it's a Buzz Babe t-shirt. Gee, I didn't even think of it that way.
Gee.
Did that make sense?
I follow you.
Okay, good.
I follow.
So that's the way it's
going to
work. So see us at the Front Page. We'll be going there right after the show with A1 Limousine. And now, without further ado, we're going to get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. The Buzzcast. We're ready to go.
What?
Do you have something prepared?
I do, in fact.
All right, let's hear. I'd like to hear the news of the day.
It's Friday the 13th.
They're trying their thongs on. I cannot possibly keep my concentration on this. It is Friday the 13th.
I like focus.
Oh, my God.
Kaz is putting hers on over her pants.
Oh, dear.
That's an interesting look there.
Shocker, Joe walks in here.
All right, they're all... Joe, come on in, Joe.
I just posed...
They're all putting... And shut the door. Nobody else is right. This is our team.
I just posed...
EDK, you're very privileged right now.
I am very privileged.
They're putting their thongs on as... Oh, my God.
Outside the... Well, in some cases...
Wow.
Mine has to go...
Oh my God!
Now it's just gone.
Now they're
completely.
Putting it's
you,
going
should
out.
Should I take my like panties off? And
can
I
you
put
play
these
that
on?
Sound?
Oh dear!
I have no comment.
I don't. It's because no. Oh, that's lovely.
Okay.
Mackenzie, those they look great. They look wonderful.
Yeah, wow!
This is amazing. Is what it is.
Allie,
everybody's putting it
too.
Lovely. It looks wonderful.
Oh
this
my
is
goodness!
Wow!
Wow!
Oh my God!
Hi, where's the camera when you need it?
Mama.
You know, that reminds me.
You look wonderful. I just want you to know.
The thongs are being put on in the studio as we speak.
I forgot to floss this morning.
This is very, very exciting.
Others are compensating.
Yeah, you've always got to wear the best underwear every day because you never know when you're going to be in an accident.
Did you take your bottoms off?
Oh, my God. Maybe I should take mine off.
Oh, she did.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. This is just a fun day.
This is a good day.
This is really just.
Through my pants.
Thank you, Mike. Seriously, is that absurd?
That's absurd. That is hot.
Okay.
Thank you for using the word absurd, Kevin.
Absurd, no, it's a light. It's a good word. I enjoy that.
It's a compliment.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, a nice round of applause for the Buzz Babe.
That's the underwear that's fun to wear.
I was sitting outside with Joe, and Joe and I decided we're going to Sacramento, too.
Fair enough. Let's hit the road.
Send me a postcard.
Take everybody.
You're coming.
Oh, no.
You're coming whether you like it or not.
I've been there since
you've
been.
I know. You're coming, Rob. You're coming.
I know where to look.
I can't even keep my focus on the show. All right, Buzz, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm sitting down because I just posed for a picture with the Buzz Babe, so I should probably remain seated.
Very
for the time
good
being.
Idea. That's a wonderful idea. Oh.
It's Friday the 13th, and not to be superstitious, that may actually be a good thing.
Really?
I don't think anybody actually believes this Friday the 13th voodoo. An estimated 67 million people have an irrational fear of this date.
Well,
how about you, Kevin?
It's a lucky day for us. Yeah, what about you, Kevin?
Doesn't bug me. I'm not a superstitious guy.
Good for you,
not
Kevin.
Not at all, Mike.
I'm not superstitious. I'm not superstitious. Why are you hanging me?
Hey. National Geographic estimates we lose between $800 and $900 million in business every Friday the 13th. But this fear has apparently made your FTTs, your Friday the 13th, among the safest days of the year.
Why?
A Dutch study says there are fewer fires, fewer thefts, and fewer car crashes on Friday the 13th than on any other Friday.
Yeah, but there's no car crash.
There's no problem with the Dutch. We have no problem with that at all.
There are.
Mama puts the wooden shoes and the pies out to cool. We have
a
good
day. I haven't seen a fire since the 12th.
We go downtown Amsterdam. We see the hookers in the window and smoke the joint, yeah?
On the 13th.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You know, I do have to tell you guys, my sister's boyfriend is Dutch.
Awesome.
And the Dutch don't sound like that. That's the German.
Guys, I bet he totally sounds like that.
It's always about Germany. Allie. That's it. You know.
I'm just like,
the Germans speak German.
You have to understand one thing. If you had the headphones on, you could hear the German music. We always use the German accents on the Meg O'Malley show. Isn't that right?
It's all that I do.
Allie said that the boyfriend was Dutch.
No, not my boyfriend.
Oh, not your boyfriend.
My sister's boyfriend.
Is your boyfriend a big and bruising guy?
No, he doesn't. Well, he's really tall. He's a Dutch. You know, Dutch are really, really tall.
The Dutch are tall.
Wears wooden shoes.
The shoes.
No. Yeah. He doesn't wear the wooden shoes, but he's got a very nice accent, but it doesn't sound German.
He's got a nice what?
Accent,
okay.
He always requests a separate check.
I don't know about that
check.
Other accent. That's not my voice.
Is he a girly man with spaghetti arms?
Kristen, thank you.
That's her first line of the day, by the way.
Her first line, Kristen, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, Buzz, what else do you have
there
for
us? There are fewer insurance claims on Friday the 13th than there are on run-of-the-mill Fridays.
You're still on Friday the 13th.
Pays the deductibles!
There's just one of them this year. There are three of them next year.
That's it. What about the copay?
Maybe it'll be a lucky day for the folks looking for the source of the salmonella on your tomatoes.
Oh, my God.
The number of people sickened is now in the 200s, and seven more states across the country have been added to the list of those affected. But Burger King, the king has come through for tomato-starved Americans. Burger King's announced that some of its locations are starting to get new shipments of safe tomatoes. Again, let me say welcome to Thunderdome.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
That's right.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
Yeah.
What a show.
Most other national restaurant chains are still scrambling to find the safe tomatoes.
Yes, sir.
McDonald's says it's taking a wait-and-see approach, a way of saying to Burger King, what could possibly go wrong?
Did you take all my tomato things off of here?
I did.
Okay, I was just curious about that.
Because the scare is almost over.
It is Friday the 13th.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Is Satan luring me down this road?
Yes.
Or is he merely awaiting me at the end?
That too. ExxonMobil has a message to its loyal customers.
Hi, Brad.
That message is... So long, suckers.
So long, suckers.
ExxonMobil says it's getting out of retail sales because crude oil is just too darned expensive.
Ah, well, first thing you know, old Jezzamillion. How about that crude Texas tea? We'll be at the front page later.
Yes, in Arlington. Join us, please.
I'm a promotional genius.
We'll be driven there by limousine.
Yes, we are not driving ourselves.
Thank God.
A1 That's sauce? Important. A1 limo, not A1 sauce, you hump.
They're licensed and bonded.
That's right.
Turns out your purchases weren't that important at ExxonMobil. The company's retail income, just a small part of its profit. It's going to sell its service stations to some other company.
I was reading online. A guy thinks that I play the Cletus sound too much.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we removed that from the machine.
Hey, what's going on this side?
F you. F ball.
Eat one.
Right.
You never thought this moment would come. Finally.
Hey, the girls are wearing the thongs on their heads now.
Let's get a picture of that.
Isn't that lovely?
These ladies look like Hannibal Lecter.
What's amazing?
I'll try one, and I'll do a Hannibal Lecter impression.
I have these on my ass. You want to wear them?
Won't that be fun? No, I'm putting on another pair. I'm putting another pair on.
Yeah, use this pair instead.
Use the clean one, Mike.
Hold on.
Don't be like those thong bandits.
Wait, yeah, I know. Wait, I have to take my headphones off.
It's knowing how to wear it on your head.
I don't know how to put a thong
on. Go, Kristen! Woo!
Affiliates were going late this evening.
Crotch to forehead.
Oh, style.
Have your lambs stopped.
There you go. It's still
Have your lambs stopped crying, Clarice?
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Dr. Lecter.
Let me try that one more time.
Baba beans.
A census taker. All right, thank you.
Happy Friday. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God, that's it.
Yeah.
Time to get out of here. Oh, wow. Okay, what a great show we have. We want to thank Zane Lamprey. His show is Three Sheets. That is on a network that I cannot find right now. Oh, here it is. Mojo HD. The show is Three Sheets. A great program. I urge you to check it out. Also, Comedy Central's Sklar Brothers. They will be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. You can find all the info at arlingtondrafthouse.com. Monday, from the A&E Show Intervention, which we will need.
Just in time.
We'll welcome Jeff Von Vendrenteren.
Easy for you to
great
say.
Great last name. Oh, my God.
He's Dutch and he's 10 feet tall.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. The in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Great Ass Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
I did not have time to write a poem today.
Understood.
And I certainly hope you understand that.
There's a thong on your head.
Thank you very much. We'll see you on Monday, everybody. And
good night.
Not gay.
Later.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.